Okay. Questionnaire by I Am Always On. I'm not sure if I sound slightly congested because I've been kind of sick lately. I've actually been really sick lately, but I think my voice is getting better, but sometimes I'll sound a little croaky like this. Actually I'm not sounding that croaky. Wow. Okay, all right. Let's get on with the questionnaire. What do you do when you can't sleep? I listen to a lot of music and then ramblings. Sometimes I watch things, but I generally tend to focus on listening. Sometimes I hit up a few friends, ask, hey, you want a call? And then they ramble to me and then I fall asleep. No, I actually don't fall asleep that often in calls. I have, definitely. But, no, I'm actually generally the person to talk someone to sleep because I'm so boring. Oh my god, it's getting croaky. Okay, I'm gonna stop that because I don't think people want to hear that. What equipment software do you use to record slash edit your audios? I have a USB condenser mic, a Blue Snowball, and I use Audacity primarily. Because I actually do covers as well, so I do covers in Adobe Audition, but usually if I'm just recording something, I just bring up Audacity because it's faster. And it's also like less CPU intensive. Okay, do you have any tattoos or piercings? No, not at the moment. I used to have my ears pierced, but they closed up. And I tried to like re-pierce them and I bled everywhere, which was not great. Do you like tattoos or piercings on a significant other? I mean, I don't mind them. Oh, sorry. Story. I have a friend that I talked to, like I've talked to since like way before Reddit days, and he's an online friend. And the thing is, I've never known anything about his physical appearance despite talking to him for so long. I only knew that he was tall because he would always call me petite, because he knew what I looked like. But then I'm like, I'm not that small, and I was always like, you know, I think I could fight you, you know, being the person I am. And then I realize now that I probably can't because he recently told me that he had a tattoo and I was like, dude, we've been talking for so long and I didn't know you had a tattoo. It's like, why did you not tell me? And then yeah, so he sends me a picture, and so like a picture of the tattoo, and it's got his arms in there as well. And honestly, the first thing when I saw the picture, I wasn't looking at the tattoo. I was like, damn, those arms, oh my god, arms. He has some really nice arms, just saying. But yeah, because yeah, the tattoo was the focus. Actually, no, the arms were the first focus for me, and then I realized how white his shirt was, and that was kind of interesting. It's not really that interesting. I don't know. I have a thing for white shirts or something. I don't know. I don't. I just felt like I should have. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Sorry. But yeah, tattoos. I mean, his tattoo has a lot of meaning to him, so that's really nice. I don't mind tattoos. I like tattoos if they have meaning. If they're not just like some drunken tattoo experience. I'm not really big on piercings for guys, mostly because I just don't know many guys with piercings, I guess. So I just don't see it that often. But I mean, it's all right. To each their own. What food do you find yourself eating the most? Oh man, I don't know. I don't think there's any one food that I eat a lot of. I like frozen blueberries. I like lettuce. I put lettuce in like everything. I like cheese. I put cheese in a lot of things. I don't think there's anything though. Favorite fast food place? Subway. I think Subway counts as fast food, technically speaking. I mean, it's a healthy alternative, but It's still technically fast food. There's a place called Fancy Burgers. It's technically more like a gourmet burger place, but it's nice. I really like one of the vegetarian burgers, and yeah, it's good. It has eggplant in it, aubergine. I'm not a vegetarian, but I do eat a lot of vegetarian things. Because I am. I'm not a health freak, but I have my health freak moments. Okay, favorite genre of music. Now, this is a really hard one because my music taste is very scattered. Listen to a lot of. I had a metal phase in high school. Listen to like Viking metal. It was very confusing for me. Listen to a lot of rock. Brit rock, post-punk revival, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of classic rock, and then I also listen to a lot of, like, piano-based stuff, because piano is my main instrument, technically speaking, so I really definitely appreciate piano pieces, so it ranges from, like, the pop piano to, like, a more classical kind of thing to, like, jazz. Which I don't listen to a lot of jazz, but I have. But I also listen to a lot of like Korean pop and some J-pop and J-rock. My music taste is super scattered. I don't know if there's a specific genre I like. Favorite music artist? Jeff Buckley, hands down. Jeff Buckley is my number one. Always will be. Are you an early bird or a night owl? I'm both. I guess it depends on the days, but generally speaking, I wake up early and I stay up late. And I have uninterrupted prosperity and I use a machete to cut through red tape. 10 points. If you get where that's from, if not, then never mind. Other than recording audios, what hobbies do you have? I record covers? I'm not sure. I haven't recorded covers in ages. I manage a YouTube channel. And then I put stuff on the content creator, I guess. I used to do a bit more songwriting, but I haven't done that in a while. Haven't exactly been very inspired. I play puzzle games. I can't say running or like the fitness type stuff as hobbies because I feel like that's just something I do as fitness and like I run to clear my mind. I've mentioned that in like previous questionnaires, I think, but it's been a while. I used to play table tennis. That was fun until I realized that I wasn't that great at it. I watch things, I play guitar, play the piano, I sing, I bake, I cook, I clean, cleaning's not a hobby, sorry, I do things, I don't know, it's a lot of things, I keep on losing track of where I'm up to. Who is your celebrity crush? Ah, Clive Standen. He is a dreamboat. He is gorgeous. He's very masculine. He has a really nice beard and he's gorgeous. He has nice arms. So I like arms. They come in handy. No, the hands come in handy. The arms are, okay, I'm gonna stop, but that's ridiculous. Now Clive Standen, actually, we have a history. No, we don't have a history. I followed him before he, got more popular, basically, because he shot to, like, international stardom, basically, for Vikings. And I followed him on Twitter before that. So, he used to be, just semi-popular in the UK. So, I would message him. No, I wouldn't message him. I would just tweet him, and he would often tweet back because he was, you know, friendly. And I mean, actually, he still, like, even after Vikings, he still, like, sometimes tweets fans. And he retweeted my tweet one time when I joked about something. Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He's adorable, and he's married. Oh, he's married. Why are the good ones always taken? Not that I ever stood a chance, but, you know, whatever. Do you like where you live? No. I mean, okay, there are good parts to where you live, and even living in one place for a while, you kind of get used to it, but I don't want to stay here. Ever had a near-death experience? A near-death experience or a near-life experience? Because it's only in death that you know what life is. No, I don't think I have. I've been in, like, some bad situations, but not really near death. Your current relationship status? I am single. I'm a single Pringle. Oh, Pringles. Damn it. No, not now. When was the last time you cried? Not today. Was it yesterday? No, I don't think it was yesterday. The day before that, maybe. Sometime, like, within the last 3 to 4 days. Yeah. What is the first thing you usually notice when you meet someone for the first time? I don't know. Anything, really. It's not ever just one thing. Maybe it's their hair, maybe it's the way they carry themselves, maybe it's what they have in their hands, maybe their demeanor. Honestly, actually, no, one of the first things I notice isn't really a physical thing, but it's how they approach me. If they go in for a handshake, I don't like handshakes. I don't understand. No, I know about the origin and all that stuff as well, but I feel uncomfortable with shaking people's hands. I don't like the whole, like, kiss on the cheek and hug thing. I just, actually, that really kind of doesn't help. I guess the approach, the way they approach me, the way they say hi. I don't know, just like a first impression kind of thing. It's never really just one thing that I noticed. I like smiles, though. If someone has a nice smile, then I'm like, yes. Yes, you're a good one. I'm gonna keep you. No, I don't know. Nice hair. Nice facial hair. Nice arms. No, I don't know. Arms are a thing, but it's not something I notice first. Unless they're amazing arms, then all I can think about is, like, oh my god, arms. Yeah. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop there before I just keep on fangirling about arms. Clive Stanton has nice arms. He has a man bun as well. Actually, I don't know if he's cut his hair since. No, I'm pretty sure he's keeping it long for, like, Vikings. But I don't know the filming schedule, and I'm getting distracted now, so I'm gonna stop here. And then go die, because my voice is kind of getting kind of croaky again. Okay. So yeah. Bye, guys.